T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 6:31. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Tuesday, December 5th. Two homicide cases were reported in Wichita on Sunday. The first case happened at 4:30 in the morning in southeast Wichita, not far from Plainview Park. Police Lieutenant Todd O'Giles says emergency personnel found 32-year-old Daniel Lopez Silva suffering from multiple gunshot wounds in a driveway. This was in the 4,000 block of East Stearman.
He had been there throughout the night, different times, visiting some friends or the individuals that stay at that residence. Mr. Silva had stepped out of the residence, was by a vehicle in the street when another vehicle pulled up, and shots were fired from that vehicle, striking and killing him.
The victim was declared dead within a half hour. Now let's take a look at the weather forecast this morning. Let's check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a cloudy start to the day, we'll have a clearing sky and breezy conditions this afternoon. Low to mid-40s by lunchtime, 49 for the high this afternoon. Tonight will be clear, our low near 30, sunny, breezy, 47 on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Right now in Wichita, we have a partly cloudy sky. It is 31 degrees. We're on our way to a high today of 49.
A former longtime congressman and independent presidential candidate has died. Fox's Steve Rappaport has the story.
John Anderson sought the Republican presidential nomination in 1980, but later waged an independent campaign. The Illinois lawmaker made his pitch during this debate with Ronald Reagan on CBS.
I believe our country is in trouble. I believe that all of us are going to have to begin to work together to solve our problems.
And went on to receive 7% of the national vote. Anderson's daughter says her father became disillusioned with the Republican Party and felt the GOP was moving too far to the right. Anderson served in World War II before serving 10 terms in Congress. He fought against housing discrimination during the Civil Rights Movement, casting the deciding vote on the House Rules Committee for the Open Housing Act of 1968. John Anderson died Sunday at age 95. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Last week, Wichita police responded to a house fire near Market and Harry. Fire Lieutenant Jose Ocades says it was caused by an electrical malfunction.
Several extension cords plugged into a series of three power strips, which was eventually connected to a portable space heater. Again, we cannot emphasize the importance on daisy chaining of extension cords from one extension cord to another to be able to support, especially a portable space heater.
Two people were hospitalized after that fire, including one victim in critical condition for smoke inhalation. Both victims have since been released from the hospital.
Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News there's a big announcement on the way.
We're going to have a really big jobs announcement this week that's going to get people excited. My guess is when people hear about this jobs announcement, they're going to be so happy they're just going to run out and spend a lot of money on Christmas.
Longwell made those comments during Mondays with the mayor here on the Steve and Ted Show on KNSS.
The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office believes it could save taxpayers $2.4 million annually by turning the Wichita Work Release Facility at Harry and McLean into a jail.
Undersheriff Brenda Dietzman says that over the past 2 years, 200 people have to be sent out of the county per day at the cost of $35 per inmate. This is because there isn't enough room for all the inmates in the Sedgwick County Jail. In order to make the Wichita Work Release Facility a jail, the sheriff's office will need to get a conditional use permit. That would allow more inmates to stay in Sedgwick County. The inmates that would stay would be lower-risk inmates. Work release inmates would be sent to another place in the county. The county wants to know what the community thinks. People can voice their thoughts and opinions at a hearing on Thursday at 1:30 p.m. at the Ronald Reagan Building at 271 West 3rd. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council is expected to vote later today on whether to approve a community improvement district. This would allow the restaurant chain Chicken and Pickle to build near 13th and Greenwich.
The Community Improvement District means customers will pay more sales tax in the district in order to help cover costs. A new entertainment area will feature food, drinks, a rooftop bar, and pickleball. It would be built next to the alley and the additional restaurants and hotels already in the area. The projected cost for the project is estimated at $10.5 million, with around 20% generated by the Community Improvement District. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Taco Bell kind of stands out as the one fast food chain where you can't order French fries. That could change in the future.
Can you say yo quiero French fries? You may be able to place such an order at Taco Bell in the future. The fast food franchisor is testing out what they're calling a California loaded fries burrito. It combines ground beef, sour cream, nacho cheese, and French fries inside the burrito. But as tasty as this may sound, it's now only available in Charleston, West Virginia stores. Earlier this year, Taco Bell test drove nacho French fries, but that never made it into stores nationwide. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A court rules in favor of scantily clad coffee servers. Don't want to trip one of those when they're bringing you your drink. Fox's Rich Dennison has that report.
Bikini baristas in Everett, Washington won't have to cover up, at least for the time being. A federal judge on Monday ruling in favor of the swimwear-adorned servers. They sued the city over its new dress code, which banned bare skin for the Demitasse delivery personnel. The ruling means the seven employees of the Hillbilly Hotties coffee stand can continue vending their brew in beachwear while the suit makes its way through court. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
KNSS News Time is 6:37 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. As cold as it is, Steve Boyer.
It is so cold.
You might want to enjoy a cup of Prairie Fire coffee that we have here in the building.
I have one at my fingertips.
I know. Hey, if you're not drinking Prairie Fire coffee at work, your boss doesn't love you.
That's true.
So I can feel the love.
I feel
now,
the love.
You usually have a coffee mug that you can see from the space shuttle.
It looks like a traffic cone.
It's very bright orange, but where you don't have it today.
It was in the dishwasher.
Oh. Okay.
So
you had to go with the backup.
Had to go with the backup.
The Blarney breakfast.
Yeah, that's what it
mug
is.
Mug looks like it's maybe from about 1983.
Actually, it says 2016 on it. But you're right.
Why is it so faded?
It looks 83-ish.
It looks vintage. KNSS News Time is 6:38 with Steve and Ted. Steve?
Hey, police say that someone on the naughty list, we were talking about clothing earlier, or the lack thereof, someone on the naughty list stole a Santa suit and a hat that valued together at $520 from a mall in Pennsylvania. Now, the state police there say that it happened at the Clearview Mall in Butler County. That's in Pennsylvania. And the mall's website says that North Pole Photo is the victim of the crime. The North Pole Photo Company provides pictures with Santa throughout the holiday season. A Rhode Island couple, speaking of holiday things, and here's one for the warm fuzzies. A Rhode Island couple says a mysterious donor paid off their layaway balance on Christmas gifts for their children. Joshua and Kyla Turbitt of Warwick told WPRI Television that they had only made one of three payments on items at a local Toys R Us for their two young children. The Turbitts say that they were planning on making another payment on the week of December 1st when the manager of the store called to say that their layaway was completely paid off. Joshua Turbitt says his wife cried after receiving the phone call. Joshua Turbitt says the donor paid for more than $100 worth of toys. Mm. Wasn't that nice?
Well, that is nice.
I love hearing
nice
that thing
story
this time of year.
Exactly.
Yes, it is.
Warm hearts out there taking care of things. Speaking of warm hearts, it's time for the commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
We're looking at last week, the cash cattle trade in our feed yards was higher than the previous week, and the futures were on the downside. The live cattle and the feeder cattle Monday traded and closed on the negative side. New lows for the move were made, and the close was off of the session lows. The lean hog futures traded mixed, and all contracts closed positive, except for the December contract, and we saw the June and August contracts make new contract highs yesterday. On the close yesterday, Feb cattle 80 cents lower at 121.17, Jan feeders down 37 at 149.95, and Feb lean hogs 95 higher at 71.67. Only the soybean and soybean meal futures were able to maintain upside Monday. When the markets closed, there was a real lack of bullish or negative news yesterday as technical trading and managed money moved the markets. Trading volume overnight has been much, much lighter than Sunday evening. At the moment, March KC wheat's a penny lower at 4.33. March corn, a quarter of a penny higher, 353 and three quarters. January beans, 2.5 cents higher at 10.01. January crude oil this morning, 34 cents lower, 57.13. February gold unchanged at 1,277.70. December S&P, 3.75 points higher, 2,642 and a quarter. December dollar index, a nickel lower at 93.09. And December Dow Jones futures up 67 points at 24,372. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, we had a little bit of snow even this morning near the Kansas-Oklahoma border, but I don't think any of it made it up near our area.
No, I didn't see none either. I see it still showed up on the weather map this morning,
yeah.
But it definitely is cool outside.
Yeah, it's a little frosty this morning, but you know, that's to be expected maybe in December. How does that... Our freezes this time of year, does that affect any crops that we have out there?
Well, actually, you know, everybody would like to see some hard freezing temperatures. It helps to, you know, sometimes kill off some of the bugs that we fight every year, too. And, you know, we have not really had a tough winter in several years, and maybe this will be it.
All right. We'll keep an eye on it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Always good to talk to Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities every weekday morning at this time right here on KNSS. It is 6:42 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, enjoying the process. We'll find out what that means when money tracker Don Grant stops by in just a few minutes. See if we enjoy his process as he comes by. KNSS news time is 6:42.
Every truck owner knows real truck protection doesn't drop in, it's sprayed on. And the leader in sprayed on truck bed liners is Rhino Lining. And now Toppers Plus Truck Accessories is your Rhino dealer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.